Think anyone planted a bomb in this?
I hope not.
Better check.
Ken closed his eyes and then reopened them.
We're fine.
That's a relief.
Ken eased out onto the road and they drove back toward Ueno.
You'll come back to Tokyo with me?
Sure. I have to go back there anyway. No sense staying out here anymore. I've got what I came for.
I can book a return flight to the States for tomorrow.
Which would leave us tonight.
A nice dinner?
That sounds good to me.
Anya watched the scenery whip past the windows.
What did the Vajra do to Shuko in the monastery?
I'm not really sure. Traditionally, the Vajra was used as something to remind the wielder of their incredible personal power. But I have no idea if the same thing applies to this particular Vajra. After all, it was given to my family for very specific reasons.
It looked like she'd been hit with laser beams or something.
Yes.
Maybe the light of truth?
It's an interesting idea. You mean the Vajra showed Shuko exactly who she was in a split second of time, and the illumination of her true spirit was simply too intense for her to bear.
Something like that, I guess. I don't know. All this talk about truth and its reflections and that stuff has me thinking along those lines. But I don't know if I'm making any sense of it all.
You're doing fine. And you might be right, who knows? As I said, I've got a lot of work to do in order to discover its secrets. Just as I'm sure you have with your own particular situation.
Seems like we've each got our crosses to bear, huh?
Looks that way.
It's kind of nice, actually.
What is?
They were on the outskirts of Ueno. Farmhouses gave way to apartment buildings.
Knowing that there's someone else in the world who's got something incredibly powerful that they need to figure out, I don't feel so alone anymore. Before this, I felt like some weird, almost messiah.
A reluctant messiah. I could see it in you when I first laid eyes upon you.
I never asked for it.
I know that. I think that's exactly why you might have been chosen to carry this particular responsibility. Most other people would go out of their way to seek the very thing you struggle with.
You sought your Vajra. Does that make you less worthy than me?
I hope not. But only time will tell.
I don't envy you.
I'm not sure I envy either of us.
You promise to stay in touch? Let me know how you're progressing? It might be nice to bounce some ideas off of me now and then.
Only if you'll do the same.
I will.
I'll tell you this. I'm glad I don't have to carry that sword.
Why not?
It's far too large for me to handle. The Vajra is nice and small.
Size isn't everything.
It's what you do with it, isn't that right?
Absolutely.
The next time we get together, we've got to make sure we continue this awful string of innuendo.
Oh, definitely.
I just feel so enlightened when we talk like this.
Don't you know that's the secret to all of this stuff?
What is?
Not taking it too seriously. I don't think either of us is a candidate for sitting on a mountaintop dispensing wisdom to the acolytes who traipse after us.
Probably not. So we're both reluctant messiahs.
As long as we remember that the true path to enlightenment comes from living in the moment and embracing life, rather than retreating from it in some remote monastery or cave.
I couldn't live in a cave.
Why not?
I'd miss my high-def television far too much.
Ah, you see? That's surely the sign of someone destined for great things.
You think?
I know. Only the wisest people know that true happiness is found in a giant screen TV.
Keep that up and you'll be hawking electronic goods when you get back to the States.
I hear the money's good.
You feel it too.
Yeah.
She spun around in her seat.
If you two don't stop this inane chatter, I may just vomit all over the both of you.
Anya couldn't believe her eyes. Garin sat in the back seat of the car, aiming a pistol at them.
Hello, Anya. Nice to see you again.
I'm not so sure I can say the same thing about you.
Well, that's to be expected, I suppose. After all, I am holding a gun and aiming it at you.
Who is this man?
Just keep driving. Don't try anything funny. I'm not like the other people you've been dealing with lately. No offense, sweetheart.
Go to hell, Garin.
Is that any way to treat an old friend? Really? So rude. The tone of your voice is completely uncalled for.
What's uncalled for is you hiding in the back seat of this car. How long have you been here?
An hour or two, ever since you left the monastery. I just took a quicker way down. Got here first and hid out. I didn't think you'd mind.
Oh, but I do.
Is this your boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend.
Much as she'd love having a roll in the hay with me, the truth is we are not lovers.
I don't want to sleep with you.
Oh, sure. Keep telling yourself that. You might believe it someday.
So, Mr. Garin, what can we do for you exactly? Are you looking for a ride into town?
Actually, no.
Seems such a waste to come all the way out here just to talk to Anya.
I want the Vajra.
It's not yours.
Obviously. Hence the pistol. I find it helps separate people from their belongings when they are reluctant to do so otherwise.
He won't give it to you. It belongs to his family.
Let me put it this way. Ever since you found that sword, I've been wondering what my worth is and what will happen to me now that you're around. And you know what I came up with?
No idea, but I'm sure you'll tell me.
I came to the conclusion that it would behoove me to have other things I might fall back on in case it does come to pass that I find my strength waning. As a result, I've been looking to acquire other items of antiquity that might help me preserve my current state, so to speak.
Try a bottle of formaldehyde. That's what works for most old farts.
I love it when you get that barb on your tongue. It's quite refreshing to see you still have it.
I've still got the sword as well.
Yes, well, we won't be pulling that out anytime soon, will we? After all, if I get one indication that you are, I'll put several bullets in your new paramour here.
We're not lovers.
No? And that dalliance by the waterfall, what was that?
I think we're still trying to work out exactly what that was. But neither of us is getting hung up on it.
Exactly.
How nice you've got that understood. But I'll still kill him if you pull that blade out.
I'm not pulling it out. It's been acting funny anyway lately.
It has?
Yes.
I don't suppose you'd care to elaborate on how it's been acting funny, would you?
I don't suppose you'd care to toss the gun out of the window and act like a civilized person for a change.
I don't think so.
So I guess this will be something I talk over with Rue, then. I'm sure he'll be most interested. Even more so when he finds out that he's got valuable information that you don't have.
That's not fair, Anya. I helped you acquire that sword.
I never wanted the sword. I was simply there at the right moment, and you and Rue didn't have a chance to get your greedy mitts on it.
You're punishing me.
Yes, and you're not going to get Ken's Vajra.
You could be lying, making the whole thing up just to protect your boyfriend here.
Yep, I could be. But you won't ever know, will you? Is this why you approached me in the hotel? When you tried to warn me about Ken, planting all that stuff in my mind that he might not be who he said he was? Was it all for this? Just to get the Vajra?
Will you be mad if I say yes?
No. I'll chalk it up to you just being you. And to think I thought you were actually concerned about me. Well, at least until you went after that waitress.
I have needs. Don't begrudge me my primal desires.
Whatever.
Anya saw they were approaching the heart of Ueno.
Were you on our tail ever since the hotel?
Yes.
And you saw, presumably, everything that happened?
There were a few instances where you went to ground and I couldn't locate you, but I tagged your other interested parties, knowing they'd lead me back to you, and here I am now.
Thanks for all the help.
My pleasure. You really won't tell me what's been going on, will you?
Not one word of information as long as you think about stealing the Vajra from Ken.
And if I play nice and let him keep it?
I might think about sitting you and Rue down and having a chat about what's been going on.
It would have to be neutral ground. The crazy fool still wants to kill me even though he claims he doesn't.
Neutral ground is fine.
I'd really like that Vajra.
So take it. Enjoy it. But it probably won't help you when it comes time to deal with Rue or your own destiny.
All right, fine. Whatever. You win. I won't take it.
I want your word of honor, or whatever it is you hold dearest to your soul.
You have my word as a master of the horizontal tango that I will never endeavor to steal Ken's precious Vajra. Are we done now?
We're done. You ready?
Yeah.
Garin looked out from the back seat.
Here you go. The rental agency is down the road about a mile. You better get it gassed up first, though, or they'll charge you.
Charge me? Now, wait a minute. This is your car.
No, it's registered under your name. You see, I took the liberty of shadowing Anya, too. And when I saw you taking such an interest in her, I decided it might be a good idea to know who you were. Not an easy task. You're quite the interesting fellow. But I managed to dig up some stuff on you. Nothing too big, but a usable credit card number and a nifty passport photo. Anyway, I charged our entire trip to your credit card. So expect that bill to be coming in soon.
You son of a bitch.
Anya looped her arm in Ken's and nudged him.
Come on. We've got a train to catch.
As they walked to the station, Ken glanced back in time to see Garin drive off.
You think he'll be okay?
He's managed for many years. I don't think he'll have too much trouble.
You know, maybe I should have told him about the explosives I stowed in the trunk.
Oh, you know you didn't.
It's the stuff we got from Jiro. I needed to put it somewhere. That just might delay your friend and just give us enough time to put some distance between us.
Anya dragged Ken toward the train station.
Good. Now let's talk about that dinner you owe me.
Rogue Angel, Warrior Spirit is a graphic audio production. Rogue Angel trademark owned by Harlequin Enterprises Limited. Used by others under license. Copyright 2007, Worldwide Library. Production copyright 2008, The Cutting Corporation. All rights reserved. Performed by Colleen Delaney, Terrence Aselford, Richard Rowan, David Coyne, Elizabeth Demery, Ken Jackson, James Lewis, Dylan Lynch, Thomas Penny, and Mort Shelby. Richards performed by The Dead Giveaways. Directed by Nanette Savard. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing by Brian Patton. Graphic audio sound design by Brian Patton and Greg Reinfeld. The Rogue Angel theme was composed by Chris Rowan. Additional original music by Chris Rowan, Brian Patton, Nathaniel Perry, and Dan Smith. Book adapted for graphic audio by Dan Smith. If you enjoyed Rogue Angel, be sure to look for Simon R. Green's Deathstalker series. Available at Roadstops Everywhere at 1-800-670-5220 or at www.graphicaudio.net.